evening, everybody. This is Yumi speaking from Tokyo, Ginza. I just had a wonderful opportunity today. I was a translator for this special person who's visiting Japan. His name is Gerald Matthew, and he's going to tell you why he is here. Mr. Gerald.
Hi. I'm here on behalf of the International Coalition to Ban Depleted Uranium. Because I'm a soldier who was in Iraq and who has been exposed to depleted uranium. And not only that, but to foster an offspring that has an abnormality to her hand, a physical disability. She's missing fingers on the right side. I'm here to talk on behalf of the other 9 soldiers in America who has been exposed and is documented, to let the Japanese people know that there's areas in Iraq that has uranium, and their soldiers are over there so that they're not misinformed, but so that they would know and try to do something about it.
Oh, I see. You're talking about Samawa, where the Japanese soldiers are stationed?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I see. So you're 8 or 9 people suing your government, I heard.
Yes, 9 of us are suing, which includes my little girl, Victoria. Because she has an abnormality due to her father, myself, being exposed to the DU.
Mm-hmm. And your other 8 members are stationed in Samoa.
Yes, uh-huh. In fact, I'm the only one that was not stationed in Samoa. Uh-huh. But I'm here not only to talk for myself, but to talk on their behalf, to let people know that the area that the Japanese soldiers are has depleted uranium.
Oh, I see. That's not the information we have. We are told it's a safe place. And
well,
they believe it. There's no uranium, and they don't believe depleted uranium is hazardous. I mean, it's okay. It's a safe thing.
Well, they should see the ailments that I'm suffering with, and the other soldiers, as well as my little girl who has to grow up with not being able to use her right hand fully. I think it brings back to the same things that happened in the Hiroshima-Nagasaki time. And I think it has hit close to heart the Japanese people. So if they know that an American soldier is having these problems, maybe they should really look into what is going on with their soldiers as well.
Mm-hmm. I see. But none of our soldiers, our self-defense forces, are speaking up yet. I don't think there's any abnormality yet, or they're just not trying to speak. I don't know.
Well, I feel that being a soldier, I know it's very hard for us to communicate as soldiers. We tend to keep things to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we could reach out to these soldiers' families, and they are the ones who could really look at the soldier to see if they're sick, they're not feeling well, and they would be the greatest advocate to help in trying to get that soldier to speak.
Oh, I see. So we should try to help or reach out to the soldier's family members.
Yes, because it took me a very long time to come out and start speaking about my issue.
Mm-hmm. And I heard your wife has been more active than you.
Yes,
because of her own daughters.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Of course. And you didn't know anything about DU before?
Believe me, depleted uranium. In fact, uranium was the one I heard in chemistry when I was in the 11th year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I never heard about it. And in fact, there's policies in the United States military that states about uranium and the handling, which was never taught to me or any of the other soldiers who's been exposed.
Wow. So they didn't train you, they didn't teach you about the health effect or what to do with it?
No, I was not trained to handle that.
Mm.
They have their own separate units to handle that. And in fact, the gas masks, the M17 gas masks that we have, are not capable of helping you to not get exposed to depleted uranium.
Uh-huh. Depleted uranium particles are so small, and it goes through any gas mask, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So now, what kind of problem are you having? What kind of symptom?
I have swelling in my face,
mm-hmm.
Vision problems,
mm-hmm.
where I try to look at everyone from the side, and I have chronic and debilitating migraines. I mean, migraines. If you look at my eye right
mm-hmm.
now, you could see I did have a headache,
mm-hmm.
and swelling in my hands and feet, the numbness in my hands and feet. Sometimes I forget, I get disoriented. I have a microadenoma, which we call a tumor in my pituitary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and a lot of other things that I tend to try to keep to myself,
mm-hmm.
because it's more private.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you could kind of get the picture what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, I see. And Now you are here for the first time.
Actually, this is my second time.
Right, you were in Okinawa.
Yes, I was stationed in Okinawa in 1992 to 1994 as a Marine. Mm-hmm. And now I'm here again, but not as a soldier who is in the military, but as a former soldier who is willing to inform the Japanese people of the ill effects of depleted uranium and what my experience and what I'm going through, so that they don't have to foster the same type of problems that I have. Maybe they could alert their government more, because I know it took, you may be thinking, why is it that an American soldier is all the way over here talking about his issues? Well, let me let you know, it's an issue that's affecting not only you, but all the coalition forces, and not only them, the Iraqi people over there. And the more information that we could decipher to people out there, maybe we will get a ban on depleted uranium.
Wonderful. Yeah, we are working on that as well, and let's get united. And let's help each other to stop this craziness. It's really very cruel to use this weapon.
Believe me, I know.
Yeah, it's passed on to next generation. It's not, your daughter hasn't committed any crime. She's so innocent, and still she has to live with that.
She has to live with it, and what I worry about is how people are. You know, people talk about how a person looks, and I have to now train my daughter to understand that it's not really her fault or not her daddy's fault, but just the government's fault for not informing her daddy of the areas that he was in to be susceptible to that type of contamination.
Right. Thank you very much, Gerald. If you want to say more things, I come back to you, but I want to speak to your wife, Janice, who's here with him, and she has been a very active voice in this conversation. She's been the force behind you, I believe, Gerald. She's been helping you and supporting you to speak out.
Yes.
So here's Janice, the mother of this Victoria,
who's Victoria,
17 Pardon. Months old. Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
You can just talk and... You can talk about anything you want to say to Japanese or American who's living here. Or actually, this is internet radio, so anybody can listen to this.
Well, I like to tell the Japanese people they've been very welcoming. But I personally came here on behalf of my daughter. Mm. My husband spoke on behalf of his fellow soldiers, and I'm here on behalf of my daughter as her mother and as somebody who's concerned and feels very hurt that my government actually has deceived my husband and all the other soldiers by contaminating them with DU.
Right. And could you please tell me how you feel when you look at your daughter now? She's been growing fine, but you've been telling...
Yeah, it's really difficult for me, actually, as every day goes by, to see my daughter as she's getting older, because her... the physical ailment that she has on her right hand becomes more visible. She has 3 missing fingers and what they call a fused thumb, which means that she has like a double thumb and she has half a palm. So I believe with that description, you can visualize her hand. And for me, it's hard to see her try to do a lot of things like throwing a ball and getting excited and trying to catch it, not being able to just catch it and just grab it with one hand after she waits for the ball to get to the floor. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's personally very frustrating to see her try to do so many things that she might not be able to do as she gets older.
Mm-hmm. See. But you want to make her strong like your daddy? Like her daddy, you said.
Yeah, I want to make her strong like her father. Mm-hmm. Her father's always a fighter, and as he's trying to, you know, fight his illness with DU, and fighting on behalf of the Japanese people and the American soldiers, I want my daughter to be just like her dad.
Yeah. And you want Victoria to be a doctor,
yes,
right?
Yes, I call her Dr. Victoria.
She may well be, you know.
Well, yeah. Some kids who have abnormalities end up being so talented, you know, and she's a little girl. Me being a therapist, I work with a lot of kids, and I'm seeing things that my daughter is doing, and I think she's actually accelerating very well. It's right now we have just the physical situation, and that's going to be a decision that she would have to make as time goes on, what she wants to do. I leave that up to her. But I would love for my daughter to be a doctor. Maybe when I'm sick, she could come and take care of me.
Yes, of course. Right. We'd like to, you know, I'm also personally working on this issue and helping Iraqi children. And we'd like to work with you so that we can ban this weapon. I mean, it's already banned. It's an illegal weapon. Mm-hmm. And just American government has to abide by it. They have to start stopping using these kind of illegal weapons.
Yeah, right. I definitely agree on what you're saying, banning the EU. And because it hits so close to home, now I understand more of what you all have been feeling. And I just hope I don't have to wait until something happens a lot worse to my husband or he gets more ill, because I think I'm determined, but I think even then, if that was to happen, I'd definitely be determined to defend my husband and his name, because he did fight for his country, and I think he fought for nothing.
Right, you've been lied to.
Yeah, I've been deceived and I've been lied to, and it's never going to be the same. There was no weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. It's all about oil, and a lot of people don't really want to hear about that, but like I said, as a mother's point of view, think about your child having a condition that your child didn't have to have and it was unnecessary. Or think about your husband dying for a reason that it made no sense that he didn't have to die for. So, in my opinion, my biggest fear was my husband being killed over in Iraq. But the way I see it, they've killed him slowly and I can't do nothing about it but sit and watch. So the only thing that I think I could do is fight against the EU so that other people don't have to be exposed the way he is.
Thank you very much. This is a very, very strong, powerful message to all of us, and let's keep working.
Definitely. United.
Thank you, Janice.
Thank you.
Bye. So this was Yumi reporting from Ginza Hotel, and they're going to speak tomorrow also at Meiji Gakuin University. July 7th at 6:30 at Meiji Gakuin University, and I'll be there as a translator. So see you there.